Greetings, I'm James Gilland, your host, and there's a lot to talk about. Let's get the news out of the way. Looks like the Dems came up with another big nothing burger trying to link Trump to Epstein's criminal behavior. I haven't seen anything yet, so I'm not saying there isn't anything. I'm just saying I haven't seen anything yet. And seems like most of the so-called victims are saying, there's pictures of him, standing here and there with Epstein, because I mean they lived in the same town and they're going to the same events, but anyway, there's nothing connecting him to any kind of illegal activity, but anyway, allegedly Stacey Plaskett on the Intelligence Commission was caught earlier texting with Epstein during a House investigation, and it's kind of like Schiff all over again. Same Intel Commission scheming on how to take Trump down. This is really getting old. And after she got through trying to take down Trump, she got a text from Epstein saying, "Nice job," And so anyway, they keep spending these emails to try to say something other than what was written. And Epstein actually claimed Trump was the most evil man on the planet and bragged about taking him down. So we have to ask, why was Epstein so angry at Trump? Was it because he kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago, for hitting on his staff and underage women? Maybe it was because he was instrumental in the investigation that prosecuted him. Also, Hakeem Jeffries has a lot of explaining to do, considering his political assistance soliciting funds from Epstein. He allegedly was all in on it, to have the meeting. So, we have to ask, why were so many Democrats conspiring with Epstein along with a few Republicans, trying to take down Trump? It's you can't miss the elephant in the room there. So now that the list is coming out, we're going to find quite a few Democrats and major billionaire donors to the left are on it, some with 20 to 70 visits to the island. Democrats that were screaming and virtue signaling, to release the list. We need some really high waiters to trudge through all the hypocrisy here. Raskin also defended the Epstein texts and meetings, saying Plaskett was just responding to her pedophile, convicted criminal constituency. Jeffries as well, just harmless meetings. Nothing to see here, folks. That's like tossing a few leaves on a massing, steaming pile of crap and thinking it's going to go away. And then taking the high road. So anyway, so now, and here's another, this is pretty shocking news now. There's irrefutable evidence the Biden administration was colluding with Maduro of Venezuela, Trinidad, Aragua, and other major drug cartels in a $2.7 trillion enterprise. Over 5,000 hardened criminals were released in America to run drug, child, and sex trafficking sales, assassinations of anyone that got in their way. Biden opened the door and looked the other way, to allow this to happen. So maybe that's why the 300,000 missing children were never addressed during the Biden administration. Other intel is alluding to Cuba, Venezuela, Russia, China, the UN, Soros, other billionaires, all being involved in the Take Down America plan, part of which was flooding America with unvetted illegal aliens, emptying the prisons, the mentally ill facilities, shipping them to America, offering billions in housing, food, and other benefits, those America Last programs. So you ever wonder why they call Biden China Joe? This is all going to come out. It's going to be, we are going to see how many politicians sold us down the road and are openly involved in taking down America, basically. It's going to be just crazy, when this all comes down. It's all coming out. Anyway, there's also major ties into election tampering, allegedly involving Dominion and Smartmatic. I guess there's some indictments out on those boys. So, there's also computer programs that were developed in Venezuela that go along with this. So, voting machines and programs were easily hackable, and they've been allegedly used to steal elections. I mean, the evidence is there if anybody wants to look at it. So, and these elections, the stealing of elections was not just in America, it's over 30 other countries. And we paid for it all through the USAID, a giant political slush fund. So Patrick Burns, Gary Burnson, General Flynn, and now Trump's prosecutors all have the information. Joe Van Hutten of Pulitzer also allegedly has the evidence of extreme election tampering and fraud, especially in Arizona, which is also now or soon to be in the hands of the prosecutors. So this is all coming out. The left spin on it, they're going to try everything to spin on it, but the evidence is overwhelming. Carrie Lake, has been vindicated, it looks like. So I always loved her. You could always feel her fire, her integrity and authenticity. Some people you just, you know that they deep down inside are just a very good person. Very few do you get that connection with. But so anyway, now you know why Trump shut down USAID, is shutting down the cartels, the drug and child trafficking, and removing the illegal aliens, some of which are, as they say, real bad hombres. Meantime, the left is whipping up critically thinking, integrity, and morally challenged protests to stop the cleanup of horrendous mess, left by the Biden administration. Trump's administration has rescued, according to the news, over 2,000 children, yet other sources are saying more like 50,000. If you ask Grok, ask the AI what the real numbers are, and it'll come up. So, anyway, the numbers are going up every day. Now, 122 just were rescued in Florida. And it seems like every day you pop up and you find, one of these child trafficking centers, caught, busted, and the kids rescued. So that's happening on a regular basis. So, right now it looks like the score is Trump administration 50,122 rescues, Biden administration 300,000 missing children doing God knows what. A lot of them are either just child labor or sex trafficking, basically. That's what they're involved in. So, should we ask the question, why did Democrats do nothing to rescue the children and bring Epstein to justice? I mean, that's the elephant in the room. And they are starting to ask this question. And I pretty much gave you the answers anyway. But, why didn't they release the list when they were in charge? I think once this list is going to be revealed, we're going to realize the ones screaming the loudest, suffering from TDS, are the ones with the most visits to Epstein Island, are the ones caught with their hands in the USA cookie jar. So what's the lesson in all this? Might just be careful on who you give your power to. Maybe it's time for the left to reevaluate their goals and ideals. Accepting funds from billionaire eugenicists, openly stating their plan to take down America, supporting criminals, drug, child, and sex trafficking may not be the path to re-election. And it's all coming out. So anyway, they have a lot of other dubious plans in the work, according to these other investigators, on how they can steal the election again and pull all these stunts that they're pulling. So you got to keep an eye on that. Anyway, according to a World Economic Forum insiders, 600,000 indictments are on standby to create a controlled demolition of the deep state and the cabal. My question is, are the corrupt courts going to handle this? Just be a revolving door if that's the case. Where are you going to find the lawyers and judges that are not also corrupt? It has to be military. That's the only way this can happen. So even so, 600,000 is a lot of paperwork, and so we need a little clarity on this one. I don't know if they're just going to start at the top and keep moving on down or what, but accordingly, some people are saying a lot of this has already happened. So, like the blind man said, we will see. The QFS has launched. Everyone can redeem their dinar and bonds on Tuesday. That's a joke, basically. So, how many Tuesdays have come and gone? I do believe the old system has already been replaced and a new fair and just monetary system has taken its place. And the Federal Reserve and the IRS are toast, basically. So, I've always said, the bonds and money redemptions will happen or will not happen, basically, until the arrests. So there's some pure evil people set up to gain trillions in the reset, and allowing trillions to get into their hands is like, giving Satan an unlimited gold card, basically. So that's really what the holdup is. I just can't, why would anybody in their right mind, unless greed was a factor, release all these funds into these pure evil people? It doesn't make any sense. So there is a spiritual driving force behind it. That's basically what's going to happen. NASA just released its images of 31 Atlas, and it looks like they took the photos with a $10 throwaway camera. So seriously, my phone has better zoom. People on the ground with telescopes are getting better pictures of 31 Atlas. And a long time ago, we set up the NASA challenge. We'll put up all of our photos, videos, eyewitnesses against their UFO, UAP evidence. Whoever provides the best evidence gets the funding, and all evidence is to be made public. And that was 20 years ago, when I was outgunning NASA with a $200 Sony camera, had night vision on it, and that was about it. Come on, guys. This is ridiculous. Not a peep from NASA, and not a peep from any other agency or institution. So, obviously, anyway, I'll go more into that later. Trump just fired the head of NASA. Gee, I wonder why. SpaceX is bringing back their abandoned astronauts, launching their payloads, which most likely have some nefarious agenda. It's probably like some James Bond movie with Dr. Evil. Maybe he'll change the name, considering in Hebrew, NASA means to deceive. Their logo, the serpent, also in Hebrew means one who takes a high position of power to deceive the people. So, anyway, the Catholic Church also has a lot of explaining to do concerning their serpent temple and throne. You might want to Google that one. It's really time to look behind the curtain with all institutions and agencies because everything's going to be revealed. So let's all submit a new name for NASA, like, Galactic Interstellar Space Force, maybe, or we'll call it the GISF, or how about the IWOTIP? And that stands for I want to get off this insane planet. No, I'm just kidding. You can pop a new name in the comment section, and whatever you do, don't research the NASA papers and their depopulation programs. It'll ruin your day. All right. Next subject. The New York Times harshly criticized the UFO documentary, The Age of Disclosure. They said it's 2 hours of unprovable claims. I've not seen the film yet, and I'm not sure if I need to, basically, but most likely it stays within the controlled narrative. And these UFO documentaries, with all the hype, always crash due to not delivering. We find it odd when we have the photos, the videos, the thousands of eyewitnesses with ongoing contact, pictures of the occupants of the UFO, UAPs, benevolent, spiritually, and technologically advanced off-worlders. Why do they avoid us like the plague? We really have to ask that question. And so, basically, because the goal was never disclosure, it's staying within the controlled narrative, keeping the mystery going, and making a lot of money. I mean, seriously, why do they avoid SETI like the plague when all they have, all they need for real disclosure? And it's been given it, you know, it's been delivered over and over, you know, for like 40 years now. And but these documentaries, you know, they in the past they came like History Channel came. And it was like UFOs then and now, and UFOs in the Bible. I was in those. And a few other Danny Dyer traveled around the world to try to, you know, see a UFO. What's interesting is after he came to, he said, I'm on UFO overload. You know, he saw so many UFOs, it just blew his mind. Paranormal State also came out. We told him exactly when and where the ships would appear, and they did appear, right? And it's on the tape. And what's really funny is Peter Slattery and myself have done this redundantly, and I think other than Danny Dyer and Paranormal State, they're the only ones that have actually covered the fact that we told them when and where the ships would appear, and they did happen exactly right on time. So anyway, let's get back to government officials. You know, they either do not know the big picture due to not rising to the occasion, or miss the mark when it comes to being morally sound with impeccable integrity and spiritually awake. You know, they have to stay within the controlled narrative. Anything else ends in a loss of freedom and the end of their retirement funds. You know, they all sign documents, secrecy documents, not NDAs, all this stuff. So, and just being in the military, you know, in the government right away, you know, that, you know, you got to be really careful what you say and what you do, because you're going to have serious consequences. And one thing they do not cover is the benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, or the return of our ancient ancestors. Their limited hangout, you know, staying within the controlled narrative. Again, we're being offered a quantum leap in evolution by advanced civilizations that have transcended war, disease, poverty, have fearless energy, anti-counter gravity, and healing technologies that to us would seem like magic. You know, ignoring them nullifies the offer, you know, leaving everyone in the barbaric past of proving UFOs are real. You know, we're far beyond that. You know, humanity in general, as a whole, from what I've seen, they want to know. You know, they're saying rip off the Band-Aid. You know, quit lying about these global events happening. You know, UFOs in numbers are appearing over countries and over cities and states, and it's just there's so much happening right now. It's beyond that. So why, what are we doing? You know, why are we still trying to prove that UFOs are real? I mean, I would say, okay, we did a thing. They did a poll in Texas. Massive UFO flew over Texas. And 96 to 97% of the people believed that UFO, they did a poll after that. It was on major news. And 90, I think it was 96 to 98% or something like that of the people believe that UFOs are real and that there is a government cover up. So when you're talking, you know, the high 90s, come on, governments, the government cover up is over. It's done. You know, all you're doing is destroying your character and your credibility. You know, this whole control narrative has folded in on itself. And so, you know, all these attempts to keep it going, you know, are for naught, basically. So we need to kind of chill out on that, you know, and just let it happen. You know, you really think about it. Okay, we have one group, and they're the war and disease profiteers, and the billionaire eugenicists that are behind the scenes, you know, pulling the strings. And then we have other folks, you know, that really, you know, they believe in freedom. They believe in, you know, being kind to each other and the planet, and they want to see us evolve and take this quantum leap. And there's a real headbutting, you know, boom, headbutting going on. It's like, and so between the two, well, one is being revealed and being exposed for what it is, and it's collapsing, it's imploding on itself. It's on the downward spiral of evolution, and the other one is on the upward spiral and opening up. So So this other one is collapsing, and we just have to let it collapse. Quit supporting it. Quit trying to prove UFOs exist. Everybody already knows they exist. The vast majority know UFOs are real. If you travel, across other countries and ask them, you'll get the same numbers. It's just, especially in down in Mexico and Brazil and all these other countries, it's just part of their culture. They've always known it. And other places as well. Everything goes back to the stars when you get into the ancient legends. So basically that's what we're doing now. It's like that's all being revealed now. So again, it's like, come on, guys, give it up. I know some of you think you're doing the right thing, but you're still within the controlled narrative and it's still a limited hangout. And trying to get the government to come clean, when they've been censoring this and covering it up for years, and they made pacts with the not so benevolent ones that abducted us and did a lot of experimentation on us, and they used deadly force to get rid of a lot of contactees and investigators. And all of a sudden, you're going to have them pop out and say, "Oh yeah, my bad, sorry, UFOs are real." Yeah. How about a little common sense? That's not very common right now, but you really need to think this one through. All right, off to new subject. The sun is blasting out X-class flares and coronal mass ejections like a revolving cannon. The Earth will soon be back in its sights. So we've had some severe solar storms up to G5, and that's where the headaches and dizziness and being energized followed by lethargy is coming from. Lots of people are getting laid flat out like a lizard. I know I am. When these things smash us, man, I am just, I start getting dizzy. I start getting headaches, and the more sensitive the energies, the more you're affected. So the electromagnetic light spectrum is all over the place. Cosmic gamma X-rays are coming in. I saw a chart that looked purple, and as if ultraviolet rays are flooding in. I wasn't sure. I just got a glimpse of it, but I'm not sure what that chart was about. But if that's the case, that's 5D transmutational energies, and the rest are 6 and 7D. So when you look at the electromagnetic light spectrum, you have Hertzian, which is us. That's the physical world we're in. Then you have, infrared, which is the 4D astral world. And you have high astral, we have guides and masters and teachers, but they're still on the wheel. They haven't gotten off the wheel of reincarnation and death and rebirth, basically. But when you get out of 4D into 5D, that's when you're off the wheel. And that's where you merge with Creator. You become one with Creator, and Creator becomes one with you. Some people call it Christ or Buddha consciousness, and that's where you hit that level when you go into, and I believe that is ultraviolet, the ultraviolet realm, and corresponds with that. And then when you get into 6D, and 7D, you're getting into gold and purple and things like that. A lot of white and gold and purple energies. So that's like at oneness, you might say, or becoming one with the golden plane of bliss, anyway, so those energies are just flooding the planet right now. And I would have to say the Great Awakening is in high gear, especially on a consciousness, light, and energy program. Anyway, today's going to be kind of a short show. We have a lot of footage that we've just taken and a lot for more information. I don't have a lot more for you tonight because we've been really working hard getting the coffee harvest in, and probably some of the best coffee in the world. It's harvested from the world-renowned Kona Coast and the Hawaiian tradition. It's ancient organic Arabica beans, high in antioxidants, uncut with no harsh fillers. It's hand-picked, hand-pulped, and dried. Adi Seti, Hawaii, the retreat on sacred land. So Christmas is coming up, and what better gift than Isetti coffee with a couple of Isetti mugs to share with a friend? So hit our merchandise store, help us get the lights, keep the lights on, and We have a couple projects on hold right now at East Seti, Hawaii, and we need to pour a slab and get some materials for construction of our small gathering and counseling center. Any donations would really help. And so be sure to hit the like button and grab some coffee for you and some friends, and you can sit around the fire and talk about things galactic. Keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, and don't fall for the limited hangouts and the controlled narratives. And it's time to make our voices known, on everything, not just the Epstein list. Let's say, hey, come clean about UFOs. Come clean about all of it. I mean, Anna Paulina Luna is doing a great job and asking the right questions, but she's one of the few in there that really are focusing on, hey, are there spiritually and technologically advanced beings? Maybe our ancient ancestors, are they coming to help? That is taboo in government and the UFO community. Basically, you're not supposed to talk about that, especially at the major conferences. So anyway, on that note again, watch the skies, get your cameras out. There's going to be a lot of phenomenon happening. The veils between worlds becoming very thin. There's a bleed over of the astral level. There's a lot of entities coming through the astral level. Everything from demonic to, shadow people to grays and reptilians and things of that nature. And they're being cleaned up, and we can help in that cleanup process. So be sure and check out the Healing Unseen Negative Influences on the website as well, because we're really being challenged. And also too, these entities, they affect your mental and emotional body. And a lot of thoughts coming in your mind aren't yours. And they play on old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience. They energize them and create division in your life, in your family, in your business, everything, So these are being cleaned up, on a major level, but we can also participate in that. And so go ahead and check out that. You can do the world and personal healing meditations. They're on the site as well. Get a group together and do those. They're very powerful. And be sure and they say when two or more gather, when you have more gathering with the same intent, you're going to have, more powerful results. So anyway, on that note, I'm signing off. Have a great evening, and we'll see you next Saturday.
At East Seti, Hawaii, we have been working hard getting the coffee harvested. Probably some of the best coffee in the world. It is harvested from world-renowned Kona shores in the Hawaiian tradition. Ancient organic Arabica beans high in antioxidants and cut with no harsh fillers. Hand-picked, pulped, and dried at East Seti, Hawaii on sacred land. It is smooth, no bitterness, and some say it tastes like Hawaii. Christmas is coming up. What better gift than East Seti coffee with a couple of East Seti mugs to share with a friend? All proceeds go to the Lahore Foundation to assist in the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth.
The greatest awakenings come from the deepest slumbers. Life will challenge you. It will cloud your vision. It will make you question your path. But remember this, choose to awaken, see clearly, keep brewing. Every enlightened journey begins with a single sip. You are more aware than you know. With every sunrise, every aroma, every taste, you are connecting with the universe within. This is your morning, your awakening, your enlightenment. So pour your cup. Experience it. Keep going. Keep awakening. Your higher self is waiting in every drop.
Here's a surveillance plane that's been circling the house constantly.
How is that rail, yeah?
Anybody knows what this is or why it's here, let me know.
Okay, stationary blinking light in the Orion system. Looks like a signal to me. Okay, this is coming from the south. I mean from the north. It's coming from the north and going south. It's massive. Okay, here's another one. It was south, now it's going east. Okay, here's a plane for contrast. Regular strobe on it. With my eyes, I can see the red and green running lights, but this is night vision, so it won't show it. My God, another one, another huge one. Right over the house. This one's coming from the west. Whoa, right over the house. Oh, whoa, look at that power up. Nice. Thank you, thank you. Right over the house. Here's the house. Here's a small little scout craft. Oh, look at that. Two just passed each other. Okay, here's another one right over the house. Oh, nice. 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 Thank you. Thanks for the signal. Okay, here we have Orion. Come up here. There's a Pleiades. And we're going to scan across the sky. And we're going down to the west. And look at this. All of a sudden the sky just lights up and gets really bright. And there's no reason. It's like the sun. The sun set a long time ago. Phasing out, gone. Okay, this is going due south. Over to Ocean View. Looks like it's coming down over Ocean View. There's two. I don't know which one to get. Here's Orion's Belt. There's a lot of activity going through Orion's Belt, all around it. I don't know what this is. It wasn't there a minute ago. Now it's just sitting right above the trees. It's going against the star pattern. Should be going down, but it's rising up. I'm perfect. Okay, here's Orion's Belt. Just right above it. We have a ship going by. What the heck? Look at that. Look at that. It's so low. It's on the horizon down there.
Yeah.
It's going through the trees. That's like right on the ocean. See that one?
The other one, here's one going right past it. See that one?
Yeah, I saw the speedy one.
Speedy one, one going that direction.
Oh, another one there?
Yeah.
So there's three ships there.
Yeah. Oh, falling star. And then one up above here, you see that? And then these two here.
Wait.
Here.
Shit.
And then over here.
Oh, yeah, there's a speedy one. Look at that guy. Yeah, that guy's going fast. And then there's another one over here. Whoa, look at that.
Are those satellites?
No, there's two. No, they're two together. They'd be lined up if they're... Boy, there was like, what, six ships in a frame?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one. It's got an aura around it. It's really low, too. Okay, here's the Pleiades right over the house. Pretty good size, pretty bright. Oh, a little meeting. Okay, there's another one going due south. Powered up, came in and just lit up, got really bright. There's another one's like they're on patrol. This one's getting brighter. It's getting really bright. Okay, nice. Saw a big flash earlier. See if you can do it again. Big power up. Aha, thank you.
It's not flashing, by the way.
No.
That's huge.
Look how big that is. That's massive. There's no strobe on it, no running lights. Going through the tree. Okay, this thing's hovering stationary right above the trees. It's out over the ocean. All right, here's the Pleiades. I think above me right here is Andromeda. All right, there it is. There's Andromeda, the galaxy. I don't know what's going on here. This one star was just going nuts. Right here, it's pulsing like crazy. Okay, this looks like another one of those ships that's stationary, though. UFO over the ocean, it's blinking like crazy. But I film them there all the time in the same spot.
There's something going on out there. Right over my head. Filming that anomaly in the ocean, this thing appears right over my head, just pops in. It's a weird ship. It's like going in and out. It's phasing out and then coming back. You can't even see it. Okay, this weird thing just keeps showing up out in the ocean. Same spot. And then it just disappears. And there's the trees. Right over his house. That's low. That's my top of my house. Look at that. Look at that thing. It's powered up right over the house. Wow. The size of that. My God.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.